What to Remember When Waking by David White. In that first hardly noticed moment in which you wake, coming back to this life from the other, more secret, movable, and frighteningly honest world where everything began, there is a small opening into the day which closes the moment you begin your plans. What you can plan is too small for you to live. What you can live wholeheartedly will make plans enough for the vitality hidden in your sleep. To be human is to become visible while carrying what is hidden as a gift to others. To remember the other world in this world is to live in your true inheritance. You are not a troubled guest on this earth. You are not an accident amidst other accidents. You are invited from another and greater night than the one from which you have just emerged. Now, looking through the slanting light of the morning window toward the mountain presence of everything that can be, what urgency calls you to your one love? What shape waits in the seed of you to grow and spread its branches against a future sky? Is it waiting in the fertile sea, in the trees beyond the house, in the life you can imagine for yourself? In the open and lovely white page on the waiting desk. I actually just discovered this poem this morning when I flipped over open a book of David White's poems, The House of Belonging, to read another poem. And this poem was like fated for me for this day because the first stanza I paid attention to immediately was, "What you can plan is too small for you to live." And recently, I've just been thinking a lot about work and various work anxieties and needing to plan my day. And this poem is a reminder that my true work, my true essence, the thing that I love, comes from within. And however much I try to plan it, is just going to limit its expansiveness and growth. He reminds us to live wholeheartedly. What you can live wholeheartedly will make enough plans for the vitality hidden in your sleep. To be human is to become visible while carrying what is hidden as a gift to others. And this to me resonates with the whole idea that I believe in about art as a gift. The act of paying attention is to carry what is hidden and sharing it with other people. I love that instead of making plans, he's asking you to pay attention to what urgency calls you to your one love, what shape waits in the seed of you to grow and spread its branches against the sky. And that is simply, it sounds like just the act of listening to what wants to form from within. And I know that every day I have such different moods that I feel like I force myself to do things at a certain time in a certain way. And this poem reminds me just to be and listen to whatever it is that I want to create. To remember the other world in this world is to live in your true inheritance. And he's saying that we as humans get so distracted by our day-to-day existences, but the real thing that we're carrying forth is a deep knowing of that other world, a more infinite world, a more eternal world of the spirit.